Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Today's episode, I think, has eternal relevance, an exploration of how we choose to live our lives today and how that affects the world around us in this moment and in the future, and what ultimately our life is about. This episode was recorded live on Facebook, so there are a few interruptions. It was on video, but I really think if you haven't heard this one yet, that it will enrich your life and help you appreciate the gifts that you have to give others. Hey, you guys, good morning. Welcome to my daily ramble. I want to share with you today a few ideas and thoughts about what is our legacy, what is the impact and purpose of our lives. And I know that sounds really big picture, but I think it has a lot of daily relevance. Basically, we all have struggles and we all have issues, and some of them are, you know, continuous and things we deal with all our lives, and sometimes it's sort of like this, sometimes it's like this revolving door of things that we are struggling with. And I think that if we understand that what we're going through, our challenges, not only can help deepen our compassion for other people who are going through things or will go through things, but also what we learn, what we benefit from, the wisdom we come out the other side with, will also benefit other people. And in several ways. One, that it can inspire other people. Second, that we have the opportunity to be the giants that other people or future generations will stand on our shoulders. We'll be that much better off for the lessons that we've learned or the healing that we have gone through. They will be that much better off. And then also, just from a spiritual woo-woo standpoint, when we triumph over difficulties, when we sort of face life head on, that this has a spiritual effect on other people in the world who may not even know us, but who are going through parallel experiences. So what really brought into focus some of these thoughts that I've already been having, hi there, hi Doug, so this thought about legacy, I just want to back up and say, I think that when we have, it's like that Viktor Frankl idea, that when we have a why to live, when we have a why to get through our challenges, that meaning gives us that strength and empowerment to deal with the how. So that's how it has the daily nitty-gritty relevance. So if you watched my video yesterday, you know that I'm witnessing someone transition to the next chapter, someone who is passing on. And this person, John Abdo, has been such a peacemaker. He has mended so many hearts and so many relationships and offered so much caring and helped people heal. And so many people I've heard him referred to as a beautiful angel. And he means it with sincerity. He'll say, you know, my brother Philip, that beautiful angel, blah, blah, blah. My, you know, sister Jan, that beautiful angel. And he means it. Like, he has developed this capacity to see and appreciate the beauty and divinity in other people. And when I was sitting with him yesterday, I realized that with him removed from this physical world, that role of peacekeeper and peacemaker and beauty seer, that now everyone who loved him and who sort of relied on him for those things, we're going to have to take on that role. We're going to have to give that to the world, since the physical world will no longer have him. We're going to have to be the peacekeepers and peacemakers and unifiers. And I thought of it as like he is passing the baton, but it's like spiritual network marketing, because it's not just one baton to one person. It's one baton that then multiplies to everyone who loved him and was inspired by him and will miss him. And so the way we choose to live our lives impacts other people and what they're inspired by, and then future generations, and then future generations. And so I just realized, like, wow, even if you're not a spiritual person, even if you don't believe in like an afterlife, there is no denying that our impact lives on, and we don't have to be like crazy wealthy and like leave foundations and that have our name on it. Even if no one knows where these qualities of beauty and kindness and stuff have come from, like, it spreads through different generations. Back to sort of the how I opened this video, like, when we, I'm sure John struggled to develop those qualities. I'm sure he had health issues and challenging relationships and all these things that helped refine these beautiful qualities. And so likewise, when we're in the midst of being refined, we can remember that these things will impact other people. And like, I've had conversations with women who have struggled with issue like health issues and body image issues and eating issues, and we've talked about how like them working through these things will then empower them to be able to influence future generations of women, whether it's their children or just other people's children and women they encounter, to have healthier perceptions and relationships with food and whatever. So that's just like a concrete example of how when we struggle with something and learn it, then we can offer that and be the giants, you know, that future generations stand on. And then that woo-woo idea about the spiritual impact of us moving through our own challenges and reaching the light on the other side. Some of you may know the American Buddhist nun Pema Chodron, who's amazing. In this book, Comfortable with Uncertainty, she talks about how, like, emotional pain and struggles are just a part of being alive, and the issue is trying to run away from it, because that's when we act out, or that's when we withdraw, or that's when we try to numb and self-medicate. And even spiritual practice can be a way to try to avoid pain. And her opinion is that pain is unavoidable, and we shouldn't try to run away from it, but rather kind of move into it and move past it through going into it. And she suggests sort of meditating when we're in the midst of feeling something we don't really want to feel, to remember that other people feel this way. And there are other people feeling this way right now, this loneliness or anger or physical discomfort, like whatever it is, there are other people feeling this way right now. And like sort of drawing, creating that why to deal with the how, like being like, okay, then I, as a member of this human family, I am going to feel this. Yes, yeah, he is, John Abdo is passing away. Doug, I don't know if you live in San Antonio, but I can give you the information to visit him if you want. So message me if you want that information, Doug. Okay, so we sort of spiritually volunteer to, like, I'm gonna go into this feeling and I'm gonna feel this so hard that I could, like, help other people not have to feel it. And I don't mean that in a way that, like, we take on psychic baggage and hold on to it. It's just like an embrace of this feeling. And I've always thought that was a really fascinating idea. And I actually practiced it recently, and it was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing to recognize that I was having the feels, and instead of trying to do whatever I might do to avoid it, like just to go into it and let it connect me with other human beings, it really did help sort of pop that balloon. It was really interesting. So, good luck, my friends. Have being in touch with your why to live, and let's let that make our lives more beautiful and rich. Thanks for hanging out with me, you guys. Bye. Hey, podcast listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's episode about what your spiritual legacy is going to be and what your life is about. As always, I love taking these deep dives with you. I would love to hear from you what ideas and thoughts that this sparked, what action in your life it may have motivated. So feel free to contact me in whatever way through my website or voice memos on Anchor. If you're interested in taking this conversation further and more personally, I do offer one-on-one Enneagram personality typology consultation as well as spiritual consultation. It's all the same, really. Learning more about your modus operandi, your direction of growth, your red flags of not so growth, and how to really nurture and transcend the relationships in your life. So check out JacquelineClaireArt.com and go to the coaching tab. The creativity coaching will also take you to the Enneagram and spiritual work, and I would love to take those explorations further with you. And also while you're there, check out Spiritual Realism Fine Art. Art is a way to nurture authenticity, to appreciate beauty and the beauty of our own lives and this moment. Thanks again, my friends. Until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I'll catch you next time.